I'm standing on the corner of Elizabeth Street and College Street, and I'm looking at the Mars building in the Discovery District. That's the Medical and Related Sciences Discovery District building, which is where the project came from, but perhaps not where it's going to, given that they've got a very strong focus on social entrepreneurship as well, and startups and all that kind of thing. I'm going to find out more about that today. But I wanted to record this. You'll be pleased to know that it's a lot warmer than it was earlier. It's only minus 14 now, as the cheerful Peter Allen-type presenter said on breakfast TV this morning. Well, that's great, because it was minus 21 earlier. There's a lot of snow. The cars are roaring past at scarily high speeds, actually. But I wanted to capture some themes that have emerged from the past day. In particular, I went to a seminar given by a very smart person called Natalie Jeremijenko. I guess she's a kind of social artist, although she doesn't describe herself as that. I live blogged it, and I'll post a link to the live blog. And there are some themes emerging around co-creation and collaboration, which came out of that seminar, but also from an email that Lloyd Davis sent yesterday to the very nice people who are hosting a lunchtime session for us in the Cambridge Innovation Centre in Boston. And we're going to be in the Venture Cafe Alpha. That's it, Venture Cafe Alpha, lunchtime on Wednesday. And there'll be more about that on the Twitter and on the web. The themes that are coming through are about co-creation, about collaboration, and about creativity. And those are the things that we're going to talk about in the sessions that we're running in Boston, in New York, Washington, in Atlanta, and in New Orleans. Natalie's seminar was about what do we really do post-Copenhagen. Her premise is that the Copenhagen process is unlikely to produce any meaningful change, and that maybe the way to do it is to do it at local level by building small projects that make a difference, and then in some form aggregating them, or I hesitate to use the term process size or productize them, but find some common threads which can be reproduced and spread, I suppose is the way to put it. A lot of her projects are to do with art, and using the metaphor of medicine to look at environmental health. So in other words, to see the space as the patient, to have these people called impatients, who are people concerned about, for example, air quality in their local environment, and to find ways, projects, that they can improve their air quality without massive intervention from a top-down central government type agency, and also to make environmental impacts visible to local people because they do the monitoring. And that was really interesting. And this idea that by combining science and technology, and more importantly social art, by bringing people together and getting them to work together, that you can produce incremental change and improve the environments in which we live and in which our children have to grow. And it was it was addressing those issues. Very, very interesting. And it's always useful to see how people in different cultures, different countries, and in different disciplines are tackling this idea that if we can collaborate better and co-create things, then we can produce meaningful impacts and meaningful social change. More to think about, and I'll talk again once I've been to see Mars, which I'm going to now.